Deuteronomy chapter 7. When the Lord your God brings you to the land to which you are going in order to take possession of it, he will drive out many nations before you, the Hittite, the Girgashite, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, seven nations more populous and stronger than you. And the Lord your God will put them in front of you, and you will conquer them, and you shall completely obliterate them. You shall not make a covenant with them, and you shall not show them mercy, and you shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughter to a son of theirs, and you shall not take a daughter of theirs for your son. For this would cause your son to depart from following me, and they would serve other gods, and the anger of the Lord would be kindled against you, and he would quickly destroy you. But you shall rather deal this way with them. You shall tear down their altars, and you will smash their statues, and you will cut down their phallic parks, and you will burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God chose you to be to him a people who are a special acquisition out of all of the various peoples that are on the face of the earth. Not because of your greater population than all the nations did the Lord desire you, but he chose you because you are the fewest of all the nations. For it was because of the Lord's love for you, and because of his keeping the oath which he swore to your fathers, that the Lord brought you out with a strong hand. And he redeemed you from a house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And so that you will know that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, keeping the covenant and maintaining mercy to those that love him and to those who keep his commandments, for 1,000 generations, but requiting those who hate him to their face, destroying them. He will not be slow with him who hates him. He will requite him to his face. So you shall keep the body of commandments, and the statutes, and the regulations, which I command you this day, to do. And it will come to pass, provided you obey these regulations and keep them, and you do them, that the Lord your God will keep the covenant with you, and maintain the mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you, and he will bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, your corn, and your new wine, and your new oil, the offspring of your oxen, and the issue of your flock on the land which he swore to your fathers to give to you. You will be more blessed than any of the nations. There will not be anyone sterile or barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will remove from you every illness and every evil disease of Egypt which you have known. He will not lay them on you, but he will put them on all those who hate you. And you will devour all the nations which the Lord your God gives to you. Your eye will not show pity to them, and you will not serve their gods, for that is a snare to you. If you say in your heart, "These nations are more numerous than me, how will I be able to dispossess them?" You shall not fear them. You shall plainly remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. As with the great trials which your eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the strong hand and the outstretched arm, when the Lord your God brought you out, so the Lord your God will do to all the people you are afraid of. And the Lord your God will also send the hornet against them, until those that remain and those that hide from you have perished. You will not be terrified of them, for the Lord your God is in your midst, a great and fearsome God. And the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you, little by little. You will not be able to make an end of them quickly, in case the wild animals increase against you. And the Lord your God will place them before you, and he will rout them with a great rout, until they have been destroyed. And he will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will obliterate their name from under heaven. No man shall stand to face you until you have destroyed them. You will burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not desire the silver and gold on them, or take it for yourself, in case you are ensnared by it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house, in case you become an accursed thing like it. You shall utterly abhor it and thoroughly abominate it, for it is an accursed thing.